This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Many Iraqis have left their country to escape war, either this one or the last one 12 years ago, or the Iran-Iraq war before that, a war in which hundreds of thousands, both soldiers and civilians, died. One of those who left after the 1991 Gulf War is lute player Nasir Shama. The 39-year-old Shama has been playing the lute, or aoud, as it's known in Arabic, since he was 11. Some say the Western guitar is based on the aoud, brought to Europe when the Arabs conquered Spain in the 8th century. Shama says his music is meant in part to show Iraq's rich cultural heritage, but much of it also chronicles the suffering of his people over the years. NPR's Michael Sullivan visited Shama at the school in Cairo where he teaches others to play.
Nasir Shama's refuge these days is a 14th century merchant's house in Cairo's Islamic quarter, just around the corner from the magnificent Al-Azhar Mosque. A student practices with difficulty in the courtyard of the school amid the winding staircases and wooden latticed windows. More students are gathered in the high-ceilinged, henna-painted hall inside. Shama has more than 60 students from all over the world. They've come to study with a man many consider the world's best aoud soloist. Shama has toured in Europe and gave several performances in the U.S. after the Gulf War in 1991. He says Americans he met there surprised him with their warmth. He'd expected something different after what he witnessed during the heavy U.S. bombing of Baghdad during that war.
I was in the city when the Americans bombed the Amiria bunker. Hundreds of children were killed. Their bodies became pieces of burnt black coal. Mothers could not distinguish one child from another. It's a scene I can never forget.
Shama spent 8 days inside the bunker composing this work, which came to be known as the Amariya. He was drawn to the bunker, he says, by the souls of the children who died there, turning an ugly act, he says, into a work of art.
At first, the children are calm and quiet. And then comes the sound of the siren. There is no way to forget that. It tells them the danger is approaching. So the siren is the division. It divides between what is peaceful and quiet before the missile and what happened after. I wanted to show the fear, the terror that they lived through during that moment. I wanted everyone who hears this piece to feel and to hear that terror.
The U.S. military said it believed the bunker to be an Iraqi military command and communication center. What's left of it has been preserved as a memorial. Shama writes not just about that conflict, but others that have plagued his country as well. He's composed several songs about the Iran-Iraq War. Life, War, and Peace conveys how good life was before that war began, then turned terrible. At the end of that war, he says, there were no winners, only losers, the dead, wounded, and bereaved on both sides. After so much death and destruction, Shama is now beginning to believe his country may be cursed.
I was just thinking this morning, what is this curse? Is it geographic because people want our oil or our lands? Is it because of our regime, our leaders and their bad decision-making? I was just thinking how strange this fate is, that our country has not lived in peace for more than 20 years.
If it is a curse, it is one that has affected not only his countrymen, but his family too. 12 days ago, Shama says, his brother-in-law Nabil was one of those killed in the Shula market near the center of Baghdad. Iraq says the destruction was caused by a U.S. bomb or missile. U.S. officials say it may have been the result of stray Iraqi anti-aircraft fire. Neither explanation means much to Nasir Sharma or to his sister or to his sister's four children. Nasir Sharma's most recent composition is To Nabil's Soul. Nasir Sharma says he has now canceled all appearances, all performances, at least until after the war is over. He says he hasn't the desire or the energy to perform the way things are now.
My feeling, my hope, is that this is the last of the sorrows for Iraq. Not because Bush has come to liberate us, but because the Iraqi people have endured so much sorrow for so long that it's time for that sorrow to end.
In the meantime, Shama says, he has his school and his students and a plan.
I've created this school to teach people how to play the oud. And after they learn how to play, they will teach other people, so that I plant a musician in every household. And hopefully, I can create an army of musicians instead of an army of soldiers. And then, beauty may be able to take the place of destruction. That is what I hope.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.